Fireworks, fireworks, lovely fireworks. Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon, Caribbean. Hello, world. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, and it's time for fireworks with the compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, West Indian Waterproofing. Waterproofing means us. 2714933. Sun products for a chance to win a Mabe washing machine. Compliment Sun products. Remember to purchase your Sun products at the participating Jordan supermarkets. Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of Tough Tank water tanks, the only tank with a safety lining. And Coscap, our music, our rights. Well, 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 well. What a day it promises to be. Got some juniors passing through. The semi-finals taking place over Saturday and Sunday. Performance order has been determined. We'll share that with you later. And of course, 266-IVOB, that is your WhatsApp contact, and 4341790. Picket Crop judging starting next week, Thursday, over the course of 8 days, I believe. 9 days, I think. No, it's 9 days. 9 days, and the Cape Shepherd All Stars will kick off, and the Shining Stars will bring the judging to a close, and then that select few will head to Kensington Oval to take on King Blood, who is waiting to defend his crown. Super Gladiators, they are open, and I'd like to thank Winston Aline for making sure that the live performances were recorded. Back to back to back, we've got Apollo, Hammer, and Longfellow.
Heard last year from the voice of Apollo. It didn't matter what I sing or if I should be the king. Not even semi-finals I get to go. But when I hear them telling lies, feeding the public half-truth, I decide I must sing. Shooting to dance. Illegal firearms and court must have their day. But with the right prescription, you can walk away. But cross my heart, hope to die. Is the gospel truth? I ain't telling lies. Is the gospel truth? I ain't telling lies. Newspaper recently, government fined millions for White Oak to get paid. But is it true they can't find a bus out here? If I don't make the finals round, cause of those lyrics in my song, and you hear they brand me a sloop, you know, this is the gospel truth.
It's the gospel truth.
Government put in place a transport authority.
It's the gospel truth.
All they put in place is bus fares at 350.
It's the gospel truth.
Road tax get banned. Them ain't tell a lie.
It's the gospel truth.
But gas prices rise, high like Selassie. I
cross my heart, hope to die.
Is the gospel truth? I ain't telling lies.
Is the gospel truth? I ain't telling lies, no.
Skimadidambambide. Woo! just between bees and me. They criticize the Dems, tax your way out of recession, how? But look and see who doing the same things now. But without their crown, I'll defend the public in song. And if you hear they brand me uncouth, you know for sure this is the gospel truth.
The gospel truth.
For birth to work, they send home the workers.
It's the gospel truth.
But we cabinet break down with ministers.
It's the gospel truth.
Opposition is now called PDP.
It's the gospel truth.
It should be called BLP next party. But
cross my heart, oh, to die.
It's the gospel truth. I ain't telling lies.
It's the gospel truth. I ain't telling lies, no lies.
Ski money down Bambi there. Woo! She be da ba da bam 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 bam. Shoo bang bang. Aha! Thank you.
Welcome to the Coliseum. Young teen girls going missing to red. You learn the nowadays. Although they are being found and brought back home, so much it says. Some quick to say that those girls were promiscuous, and them only acting out puberty and lust. But then some would go a little further, cause the talk out condemn her the rumor. I hear how she stepfather does abuse her. Boys, I'm getting caught up with gangsters. For vanity, lots of those young girls getting tricked. And not big men doing it. It's only a minor few does escape. A lot of runaway girls, them getting raped. Oh, Lord, oh. So to say that things getting worse is the same song boy with no new verse. Social media's a curse. It's time now that we put God first. We must think before we act. No, not just after the fact. Common sense boy, we in lack. It's time now to tighten up the slack. Cause we cannot ignore it no longer. Plus the winds of change have come, and they blowing stronger. Regret is the anthem of the loser. It's that we go sing if we don't take slackness out of our culture. Why our house is burning down so red? Jewelry nowadays. One by one people losing their homes. Oh, what a waste. Is it because some of us are too lazy, while the rest are we in a big hurry? So nobody them in stop to check that the iron plug-in boy when they left. You just reach work and get a text. Oh, your home's on fire, now catch a next. Your heart miss a beat, you feel to faint. Is now you're praying to the saints. In a rush back home, well, rush in vain. Two more houses, them now gone up in flames. Oh, Lord, oh. Knowing it could have been prevented. Going have some of them offended. But carelessness should be a crime. You must prioritize your time. Instead of lending a helping hand, you giving up what was going on. If the shoe was on the other foot, would you want me to come stand up and look? Man, we cannot ignore it no longer. Plus the winds of change have come and they blow it stronger. Regret is the anthem of the loser. Is that we go on if we don't take carelessness out we culture. Gun violence in these streets so regularly nowadays. In every house and area and village, in all communities, where all of these guns coming from, no one don't know. But it's safe to say that we're reaping what we've sown. Cause to uphold and defend their honor, like the wild west shooting one another, they'd rather stand in front of your honor than to be in a grave getting prayed for. It seems innocent paying for guilty. These social ills are our reality. For certain things now look them don't take sorry, and them ain't frightened to gun down nobody. Oh Lord, oh. Some want to know just when will it end, but there's no quick answer, so don't pretend that it happens just overnight. Remember, two wrongs don't make a right. Them try amnesty, well, that didn't work. 32 guns, the dead gave up. It's overbearing, you'll get fed up. But on the next generation, don't give up. Cause we cannot ignore it, no, no longer. Plus the winds of change have come, and they blowing stronger. Regret is the anthem of the loser. And you could be next if we don't take on violence out we culture. Thank you.
A guy so to say, but a fancy wanna hear what I am writing. But that is okay with me. In my lyrics I write that we don't mind not that that's on bandy back. We are okay, we can relax, and that we stay in front of the league that come back. No, 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 he telling me not the fact. I say that verbal attack on me a okay young chap. He is singing that
not the fact.
I tell you that Christian lead the party he disagreed. He is singing that
not the fact.
Tell me that Furla should be at front.
No, no.
I write indifferent.
No, no.
Cause she arrogant. Or even Dennis, you can tell them that.
Not a fan, not a fan, not a fan.
He is singing that. Oi!
Not a fan.
A big fashion town. Our leader was way off base for this fashion song. To the people from now way back, about 11 didn't give a fuck. But how they treat me, but wait patiently, and bring all of them down with me. give a fuck about none of them back, he paid them back. I said, but not money, cause he changing utterly. He is singing that,
not a fuck.
Oh, money me must do, he is about democracy. He ain't singing that,
not a fuss.
A man of the cloth wouldn't get embroiled.
No, no.
Yet he aim a spoil.
No, no.
You can't chip me doll. Or Jimmy Swaggart appalled on that.
Not a fuss, not a fuss, not a fuss.
Oh, he ain't singing that,
not a fuss.
I want Natalie elected next time around to run the country. Cause Bajan men don't like much work, and Natalie can make them get up when they get she hot. It is fat non-stop, and she like it when she pant up. So next time I will be here most definitely. I be there jamming at the posse. Tell them I like what I see. Not in solidarity. He is singing that,
not a fuss.
Yes, we break down voodoo show. We got money sad and so. He is singing that,
not a fuss.
All the how they can be past fear.
No, no.
Can't take anywhere.
No, no.
But they still in there. He's a chubby man, we got to do that.
Not a fuck, not a fuck, not a fuck.
He ain't singing that.
Not a fuck.
Hey.
Peter Bryan, the Longfellow in the Super Gladiators 2019. Not a fact. If it's not factual, he's not singing that. Not a fact.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
And before Longfellow, Mr. Edwin Yearwood with something called Take It Out We Culture. That is Hammer, Edwin Yearwood, and Apollo, the MC and Kaisonian. Great track called The Gospel Truth.
Michelle, Michelle,
wish list. Do you have one? Who is on it? What is on it? Rennie King. 20 minutes to 3 o'clock, it's fireworks and happy crop over. Rennie King, welcome.
Yeah, happy crop over, Ronnie and the whole of Barbados.
10 years since you made your debut.
Yeah, 10 years. And 10 long years.
You made your debut with a Red Plastic Bag song.
Yeah.
She Foolish.
She Foolish.
And Wish List is a Red Plastic Bag song.
Yes, sir.
And tell us about this one.
Wish List. Penned by RPB, produced by Nicholas Branca. We had the first verse and the chorus way before the second and the bridge. Yeah, but it was a little journey.
How did you get hooked up with Bag, though? I mean, 10 years of being able to link with these creme de la creme artists and producers.
I first met Bag in 2008 at my job teaching. And from then, I've had a formal relationship with him. I show to you every couple of days. We would link one another. And in December, Christmas time, I had vision of Merry Christmas. And I told him, well, I'm really serious about this thing, about singing a song. The coming year, which is 2009, and it happened from there. It was in February, I think. Yeah, February. He asked me what I felt about domestic violence and men beating women, that kind of stuff. And I tell him, well, yeah, I can get a try, because that's a serious thing. And then he came up with his song, then She Foolish. And it started from there.
And you've had quite a few hits since then. Gimme Vibes was a big one, a finalist in the People's Monarch competition.
Yeah, 2015, yeah.
Was it Bag that beat you in 2015?
Yeah.
It was spontaneous, right?
Yeah, it was spontaneous.
Oh my gosh. How did you approach that People's Monarch final when you recognized that the two of you were coming up against each other?
Actually, I was voting for him nonstop.
Against you?
No, well, I mean in the same finals. I was voting for him nonstop, right?
And you did some work with Dangerous as well.
Yeah, Dangerous, Blood. What's the word? With Randy Eastman.
That's
right. Presently do a lot of work with Quantum.
You used to host some crop-over themed
events.
Yeah,
Brass Party.
And what happened?
A lack of sponsorship and stuff really took that to an end.
Mm-hmm.
We missed it, but...
I remember these... nights during the week in Goodland.
Tuesday nights, yeah.
And artists used to come through there. There was Sanctuary, Mikey,
Statement.
Saw Ramesses down there, yeah. Statement. People just coming, man.
Yep.
And that helped launch the music at that time.
Yeah.
And that's not a possibility now?
I did it May 16th, actually. Mm-hmm. I did it May 16th, Sanctuary, Statement, myself, Sugary, Mr. Walks. Ronnie Eastman was there, Alter Ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the guys they had, media coverage and stuff like that.
In the 10 years that you've been active, social media has come and played a significant role in the distribution of music. How much of an impact has it made with your material?
Well, in 2015, it really made an impact because I got my first gig in Miami. Then... the song actually opened Much Music Awards.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the BTMA, yeah. Tourism. Mm-hmm. They had sponsored the song for 1 year, bringing tourists to Barbados.
Fantastic.
So that was the song, yeah, along
now,
with a video.
We have 500 plus songs, and I understand more songs are coming, so we could hit the 600 mark this year.
Yeah.
We've got Edwin, we've got Rupi, we've got Lil Rick, we've got Peter Ram. We've got Alison, we've got TC. Happy birthday, TC.
Yeah, happy birthday, TC.
And we've got all these artists. We've got Blood. You know, we've got these artists who are at the top. And They've been at the top for a while. Virtually everyone is in their 40s. Yeah. Some are in their 50s. And they're still at the top in terms of how people perceive them. Mm-hmm. As an artist, like most artists, not in that bracket, which is for a limited few.
Yeah.
What motivates you to keep going?
Well, the love. I got a love for it. Sometimes I just feel like giving up. Years ago, I didn't feel like giving up, but I tell myself, nah, man, this is a passion, though. I just really enjoy this thing, Ronnie. You go in the studio, you just free up yourself and explore things. Listen to music. Music does really stimulate the brain, though.
While you don't host a specific event anymore, mm-hmm. you do go to events.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with the amount of music that's released for the season being played at the events you go to?
Yeah, so far they're really pushing. Bacchanal Thursdays, Terrific Tuesdays, really pushing the music.
Terrific Tuesdays is where?
Palm Grill.
That's in Bangkok.
Yeah, okay. Palm Grill. And they took over the baton from us. Kiati's Bar, really mm-hmm. pushing some soca there.
That's in St. George?
Yeah, St. George. Okay. Yeah, then pushing some serious soca music. And then Beer Fest started last week too.
In the Glebe?
Yeah, in the Glebe, yeah.
Great, great.
Yeah, so.
It's important that we have a violence-free crop over.
Yep, for sure.
So every artist is urged to encourage the audiences mm-hmm. to pursue peaceful, enjoyable crop over.
Yeah, true.
Because once we get that violence, we don't get the events going anymore. We have problems.
Yeah, then you got the right to it.
It's true. So bringing in Sluggy. Sluggy Dan, good afternoon and welcome.
Manners and respect, everybody. Yes, I am here. My phone going crazy running, but I am here. Yes, I am here.
We have a gentleman here who's been doing some Correct. Work with Randy over the years.
Yeah, good brethren. We link up over the years all the time. You know, the mutual respect and be on the same mission, you know. So we both push each other's work, like if it's ours, you know. You may see anything by Randy about it do be quantum or not, we push it as if it come from quantum. You see mm-hmm. anything, he see me doing anything at all, it could be with me case in youth in spotlight. If you're in youth in spotlight, it's quantum. Beam's got a talent, everything. Randy support, he's doing this thing long. And I'm gonna say you hear you answer a question about social media and not being one of these selective few, right? And it's are you saying like social media and the way we do things and market things now change entertainment, right? It's just that we ain't catch with it yet. So for example, like Randy might say you might not got him to talk to your artists, right? But mm-hmm. we've done events, I think hundreds of events, and he's done weekly events and every weekly event, it went to like the love is crazy, and the crowd out there, you wouldn't believe it, Ronnie. The last one he had this year, Randy just working hard and wanting. Asky, he wanting, he's working hard, and the tune come on. And when the tune come on, you wanna know how you know the love wasn't fit? Cause everybody know every word. Like, yeah, this is song no count. All these people here, right? All these people here, I know your song already. I said, all these people here, dog. Yeah, everybody singing the song, and I. That listen to the song ain't know the words yet. And I learned, they ain't got no one in bars learn words quicker than me. And I challenge everybody that everybody know that. And I didn't know the words yet. That how fresh it was. And people know every song. You know what I mean? Even the artists that can't perform, they know the song. So they was like real music soca lovers. And he broke that crowd. Like, people that doing these things, like, it'd be still phenomenal for me, Ronnie. Like for you to get 200 people come just to see you and know your song. I know it sounds like a small number, but like yeah. I'm sure he didn't expect like so much people and so much love. He had to perform his song.
Case in point with social media, there's a young rapper called Rico Maserati.
Correct.
And I think it was the Hennessy Beach Party last year at the Pirates Cove.
Correct.
And if they had a crowd of about 4,000. If they had that at 4,000, yeah, when he came on to sing his 6-7 songs, everybody that was there that was a certain age, and it was predominantly younger people there, they sang his song word for word. Now, his material was very rare on radio because of what would have been serviced to social media. Mm-hmm. So it shows you the power of social media. So when I say the older guys in the
that's a red Napoli hat, that's 1,000% true.
When I say the traditional guys who are in the top
traditional, correct.
They're top tier in the view of those persons who access the traditional media.
Correct.
But media in general has now extended to social media.
Yeah,
now,
correct.
The fact is, radio is still dynamic, alive, and purposeful.
Yeah.
But it has become less of an influencer for the success of music in Barbados generally. And that includes crop over.
Yeah, and let me show you a case in point. Let me tell you the two artists together, right? And people might say Rico Maserati, a rapper, Rania. Let me tell you two of them together, right? Rico Maserati had a song that was big on Really Right. But people in Barrister didn't know it was a beer joint. 2 a.m. in the morning, blowing up my phone. Right, and it was big. Mm-hmm. But people didn't know. Mm-hmm. Ren the Sea, little man, no. No, Ren, you know, I'm working up for this season. Walk up time again, so get ready to dump my friend. People don't know that Sea.
Give me vibes,
if you walk the road, no. He could walk the road, no, right. And hear people playing that song and he can't sing. He could walk past it, they didn't know that. This is the boy singing that song.
From the time he hear.
Because the song was bigger than him.
From the time he hear.
Huge. And I'm sure you ask people, you tell people, you sing my, I came up this year again, man. That song last year was me, you know. What's song, yeah. And you didn't say it, bitch. That was you, right here.
It's true.
I know, bro. Because I've seen it that way around. Like, the one person that explained it perfectly and kept it together, besides Rene, was Ram. Man, Ram was explaining about all of we. Ram was saying, look, yes, you know, it big, but this song, all of we bigger than me. Yeah. This song ain't got nothing to do with how good I am. Shaft rated. The song just had a life on it on. And that same song that Ronnie mentioned had a life on it on. Cause I'm sure that song bigger than you are. If you understand me. Yeah. So they got music that's big, that they got music that is like that. But like Ronnie said, like traditional media, and this new media now, which is social media, is so much worlds apart, just like the sound the same, mm-hmm. but it's so far apart. You could live in two different worlds, or you could be dead in one and big in the other.
And just to finish the point there,
yeah.
When Chetwynd had the party stand on Harbour Road,
yeah.
he used to have some parties for younger people,
mm-hmm.
and SK and Moll and Stiffy and... They were
the crime center crime for
absolution. And Lady Essence.
And Lady Essence,
yes. They were the primary artists. And they had about 2,000, 3,000 people down there. Not a single commercial on radio. And you can go on YouTube today and see those
crowds. No, the proof on YouTube.
What were they called? Crave or it was some kind of series that they had. Yeah. And that's where DJs like Full Clip
Chris
made their name.
I think near Chris or something like right? that.
Yes, something like that. And young people would just go into these events, and you have people like Versi Wilde and Indian, etc., creating a whole economy and movement that, unless you're discerning and you can see into it, you'd sit inside your traditional offices and spot and say, oh, we control things.
Ronnie got a real good memory, boy. Forget what I know. That night you should be crazy. It took so much talent.
It's true.
Some, we call it the artists that we know, but how like Crime Son or Crab Soldier, you know, obviously they will bring on Cuban is mm-hmm. one. I can't remember the rest, but you remember Cuban because he stand out, right?
Whole crew, man.
Yeah, but a whole crew and everybody real good. And mm-hmm. half of them you don't know is like, we have so much people in here for this. Like, I forget about that, we. So these worlds apart. So keep doing your things, Rene. Keep doing it. And sponsors, please come.
Invest. Are you going to be doing any other event for the season?
We're doing the Boat River Bike charity event, the 27th of July.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. On board.
The Dream Chaser.
What time is that going
to
be?
I think that's a 5 to 9 cruise, an evening cruise.
Well, that's because Bag can't really take the 10 to 2 anymore, can he?
somebody call him, please. Somebody tell Mike, please call him.
So where can people get tickets for that charity cruise?
I will go check Mike. I ain't sure yet because he no finalizing all right. the stuff.
I ain't get the info. We can get the info.
Brilliant. And we got another song here from you called Garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about that.
That paint by Tony Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Mike Stroh.
That was fun.
Right.
That was fun.
It's a short one.
Yeah,
it's
short.
In this era of Bashment Soca, what are your views?
Me, Bashment, man, I just listen to all genres, Ronnie. The youngsters got their place. It's a place for everything. That's mm-hmm. how I seen it.
So it's a matter of time and place.
Time and place.
Well, Ecclesiastes chap, let me preach here, ladies and gentlemen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 talks mm-hmm. about there's a time and a season and a purpose for every activity under heaven.
Yep.
Let me state that for all of the detractors out there of certain content. For every activity under heaven. It doesn't say for approved Christian activity under heaven. It says for every activity. Yeah. It says a time to live, time to die, you know, a time to support Liverpool, a time not to support Manchester United. That's not in there. I just put that in there. Do not add or take away from the word, Clarky. So I'm saying that, you know, within Bashment, it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Egg ain't had no right at Big Rock Party. Or as I said, Cockroach ain't got no right at Hen Party.
For true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, You know what?
I'm glad you caught that, by the way. So thanks for quoting that.
It doesn't make sense going somewhere where you're not going to enjoy yourself. Yeah. What's the point?
It is the word.
What is the point?
Amen.
You know? So, Garden is one of your fun songs. You got the charity cruise coming up with Bag. And
Friday night is the semifinals.
Yeah. Semifinals.
Coming in at number 33.
Ah, and you're looking forward in that 34 field.
Don't get the
yeah.
Of getting back, of getting to the Botanical Gardens, because that's history.
I'm fighting for it.
Yeah.
It's history known for me too, because 14 10
spots.
Years.
14 spots.
Yeah.
So you might have a finalist appearance for your 10th anniversary.
Yep.
That sounds good. And how rehearsals gone?
Had my first rehearsal yesterday. Second one this evening.
Mm-hmm. And you're confident?
I'm building it. Yeah.
Well, we plan to bring that on the Starcom Network, the MQI 98.1, the one semifinals live. And all the best to you, Rene King.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Rene King, Garden.
God is you, and that is true. All I can do is act. you're hearing, along with sirens blazing, like we in the wild, wild west. Neighbors, man, they fighting, inside their houses hiding. Communities now under duress. Oh yes, homicide after homicide, by the gun, how many more must die? Come one another, let us unite. Generation, and take my advice as to away
from bad company,
away
from negativity.
You can do better, so be a leader, not follower, and keep away
from gunfight,
far away
from the killing.
The choice is yours. The only one who answers God is you, and that is true. All I can do is advise you. To this advice I have given, stop wasting your life on the block. Stay in school, make education the road that leads to the right direction. And you are sure to reach the top. Non-stop temptation sure to come your way. Some will want to lead you astray. I suggest you stay vigilant. If you follow the things I say, I guarantee you that one day you'll stand victorious, yes, triumphant. I'm telling you that you
can be successful.
Yes,
it is possible.
Once you believe, I am sure that you can achieve. Young people farming, they growing, thriving and shining. And you can too. Just put your mind to it and follow through. No stopping you. Advice I have given you.
From the cave, Shepherd All-Stars, Calypso, that's Mr. Personality and My Advice. Mr. Personality is in the building, as they say, and that is Don Ross Oliver of the Leicester Vaughan Secondary School in the Scotiabank Junior Calypso Monarch Competition, 15 to 18 year category. Also inside fireworks, we've got Johan J. Daniel of the Aline School. And from the 11 to 14 category, Denisha Davis of Leicester Vaughan Secondary School. They are all accompanied by Donella, brilliant Donella, outstanding Donella, never lewd, never crass. Yes, uplifting, inspiring, always nation building. So who is the brilliant judge that put Donella last? Last. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Come forward. You're too far. Well, firstly, I want to say, Sluggy's here. Sluggy, you work with young people, youth in spotlight. These youngsters are definitely in the spotlight with the Junior Monarch competition.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's your experience in coaching and guiding the younger people when they get into a competition such as Junior Monarch?
Well, competition is always tough because, you know, it's hard to get some children to understand that the results are fair. You get me? Some children feel, well, I try my best and I still come third. So trying to get some children to understand that would be tough. So you got to try to make it as fun as possible and not seem like work. Because a lot of the time it seems like a task that children must follow and must keep. And then if you fail to get in top position, you fail that task. So that's the only hard part. Otherwise, it's music, so them is enjoy it. It's just the placing.
Normally we say ladies first, but we heard Don Ross first. Mr. Personality, you're a veteran in Junior Monarch. It's like you've been singing forever. Tell us about your time in Junior Monarch.
Well, my first year in Junior Monarch, my song was Save It For Me. And I went straight to the finals with that song in 2017. Last year, my song was
Bad Man.
Last year, my song was Bad Man. I went to the semifinals. And this year, I was singing a song called My Advice. I'm in the semifinals again. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking to go to the finals and maybe even come first.
No, no. When you go, unless you're the announcer, you have no expectations of coming first. But if you are Mr. Personality, you get to the finals and you tell yourself, I have a good chance to win this competition.
Yes, please.
Now, many of the persons who are in the semifinals with you and ultimately in the finals, should you get there, they, like you, have experience in Junior Monarch.
Yes, please.
Now, how do you view the competition? I know you focus on your work, but you must look at the others and say, okay, this is a strong field and X can do so-and-so, Y can do so-and-so. I need to do what I have to do.
Well, not really, because I see myself as really calm. I don't really like let what people do faze me. So sometimes I may look at people and like I have to change this in my approach to my song to make it this much impactful and stuff, but not all the time. So yeah.
Now, you've always been in the competition and people say, well, you come from X, Y, and Z school. But this time, there's a real emphasis on the school that you come from. How was that different for you?
It's not different. It's not different really because I'm used to like bigging up my school whenever I'm in a competition. So it's like normal.
I saw a clip on social media of, I think it was Dynamo performing. And I'm sure I saw you on that little truck stage that they had there. What was that about?
It was a promotion for the Junior Calypso Monarch 2019. Me, Danica, Dynamo, we had 5 contestants in the prelims. All 5 contestants performed that day, but not all 5 got through. We got 4. We have 4 in the semifinals this year.
And you're looking to put the pressure on Faith as she comes after you.
Yes, please.
And you've got Ranan coming before. You've also got Dynamo kicking off, I think it is, at the top. So you have a very competitive senior category in this Junior Monarch competition.
Yes, please.
All right, let's move on to the ladies. Yahan J, you are representing the Aline School out there in St. Andrew. And you have lots of experience in competitions. You won the Teen Talent. That year in the Teen Talent, you did the treble, right?
Yes, please.
You did the treble. And this time, you're in the Junior Monarch competition. Your music has always gone down well with the VOB audience. And I'm sure the mature audience on the other stations too. Calypso, you can sing anything. How do you treat Calypso differently from the other genres that you perform?
Well, for me, Calypso is state of the art. So I have to take more time on putting emphasis on my phrasing. And well, for me, it's more strategy more than anything else, because for a ballad, I know I could put a falsetto here and there. But for Calypso, this is not a ballad. So I know there's more emphasis on performance and how I put myself out there.
What's the name of your song this year?
We Reality.
Who prepared it?
Arik Creative Services, Inc.
And who's that?
Well, behind Arik Creative Services, Inc., there is the mastermind of a writer. That's all I can say.
That's all you can say. It's like the mystery people in Junior Monarch here. Kev, what's happening?
Yes, you have to.
You have to?
You can't give everything. You don't give everything. You don't bring your competition.
No, I put everything there for everybody.
No.
I put too much, apparently.
No, you don't.
I don't do it softly. I just do it rough. I'm too coarse.
No, the things that you do, you say that you do on the night, they be bit. Whoa.
I'm too coarse.
You got a whole about something.
No, those things stop you from being in the finals again for a number of years. So don't do what I do. Do what the others tell you.
Nah, well, she can be good.
Everybody else says don't. As long as you don't do what he does, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Do what you're supposed to do. But you have quite a bit of composure and confidence when it comes to public performance. When did you start?
Well, it only started for me like back when I attended Hillaby Turner's Hall Primary. And that's where I took singing a bit seriously. From there then, I got comfortable. Like I was a nervous wreck when it started. But for me, the stage is home. So I guess that's where I am in comfort most.
Semi-finals this weekend. The older category has a day for itself. And the other categories of 11 to 14 and 6 to 10, they're combined on the Saturday. Are you confident that you have the material to take you to the final?
Yes, I am. For me, it's not really dependent mostly on the material. It is the individual that is behind the material and pushing the material. That's how I feel about Sunday's performance. So I am ready.
You had a song called The Dream, which played all day, every day on VOB 92.9 FM. Played more. Actually, I think it made a People's Monarch list in terms of getting inside there for voting. And when you consider it's about 500 songs, and people are saying, well, that's got to be one of the songs inside the top 25 or the top 30 to go forward to the Elite Eight. Such a young person making an impact. It shows you that Barbadians think highly of you, Yahanche.
Yes, they do.
They value your talent.
I am thankful for that.
Now, I have a vocal coach here to my left, to your right. What do you do to improve your voice?
Well, for me, it is about practice and consistency. My music teachers, Mr. Gary Goodrich and Mr. Kevin Moore, always say that the only way in perfecting the skill is to put in the practice. There's no way that I could have an exam tomorrow and start to revise today and expect to ace it.
Okay. And your message to listeners about coming out and supporting all of the participants?
Well, what I have to say is that we, the juniors, we do have a lot to say, and Barbados should be present for this phenomenon.
Thank you, Yahanche. As we move on, but stay in Leicester Vaughan, which would have been where we started, we've got the young lady in the 11 to 14, Danisha Davis. Hello, Danisha.
Hello.
And you're competing as?
Pardon me?
And you're competing as your name?
Danica.
Is this your first time in Junior Monarch?
No, please.
How many years have you been in Junior Monarch?
I first entered in 2015.
2015. And now you're in the middle category. So bit of a change. How do you feel about that change?
Well, I feel alright.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
So you're the older one in the middle category.
Yes,
so you got some younger ones there coming for you.
Yes, please.
And what's the name of your song this year?
Watch Over Us.
What's that about?
Well, it's about the violence and mainly stuff that's going on in Barbados today.
And who wrote your song?
My song was mostly written by me, but Russell Oliver, we call it, right?
That's right.
He added in a little bit to it.
Richard Antonio's who we're talking about there. Was it difficult to get familiar with this song?
No, please. It wasn't.
And what do you like about being in a competition?
Well, I love to be in a competition, to be honest.
And you've won before?
No, please.
But you'd love to win this one?
Yes, please.
Got some good talent in that middle category that people are familiar with. But you're performing in position number one.
Yes, please.
How did you feel when you pulled position number one?
I was sad.
Why?
I cried.
You cried?
Yes, she did.
Why did you cry?
Because I didn't want to pull number one. Because it was basically my fault. Because I pick up a number and I drop it. I pick up number one. So I don't feel bad.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, you got Shantae Aline Clark coming after you, and he comes right down with people who've been in it before.
I'm not frightened.
You're not frightened?
All right. There
you're
go.
Not frightened.
And
rehearsals, how have they been so far?
It's been great. I learned new stuff. Yeah, it's been great.
So we've got those Junior Monarch semi-finals, and you're going to be the first on stage. Everybody's coming out to see you. What would your message be for VOB listeners and all people who are thinking, should I go to the Scotiabank Junior Monarch semi-finals? Yours will be on Saturday, the older category on Sunday. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say to them, come out, because for me, I have a lot to say, because people need to realize what's going on in Barbados, and they are not going to know until they come out and understand my message, mainly because my song is about violence, and I lost my father to violence. And basically, it's sad to see that children my age losing their fathers every day to gun violence. And I just want to spread my message let them know that not only they are going through the experience right now, it's me too. So just let, mainly just let Barbados know that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And like, we're not going to be quiet till we end gun violence. And I can't do it by myself.
You're very brave, very strong to continue to rise day after day, and then to rise and be on stage to sing this song and have the message that you have. I want to wish you all the best. And by this time next week, we will know who is going where as it relates to the Scotiabank Junior Monarch semi-final. Special thank you to Danica. It's Danica. Danica. Danica on stage. And of course, we've got Mr. Personality and we've got Yohanjay all coming through on Fireworks. All the best to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why can't we live in peace and harmony? is my cry. This is my plea for the sake of our country. We want no more, and I am telling you so, 'cause I need you to know. We must shine a light on Barbados. No more crime. All this loss of a life is a sign. From violence we need to resign and shine a light on Barbados. Together as one, one people, one nation. We need God to cover us and shine His light on Barbados.
Danica, watch over us. She's in the 11 to 14 category, appearing in position number one, representing the Leicester Vaughan Secondary School. And in position number two, representing Combermere School, same category, this is Shante Aline Clark, Stop the Violence.
Everybody, I say that it hurting. Violence, it crippling. The society, man, it crippling. Violence, brute force, set a beam to kill or drive you insane. Roughness is a mess. Heartless and inhuman, destructive and barbaric. But tonight I say we can stop it. Violence, violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country, nor economy, nor the family. So stop the violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country, in our economy, in our family. So stop the violence. Oh, day, day, day. Ay, 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 ay. Kidnapping, shooting and bullying, rape cases, violence, sexual harassment, corporal punishment, torture, violence. It's not just in the school, family violence up there too. Kicking, choking, arm twisting, or any other rough treatment. Psychological violence is a thing, pressuring and threatening. Violence, violence, stop the violence.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country, in our economy, in our family. So stop the violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country, in our economy, in our families. So stop the violence.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, stop the violence.
Shantae, Aline Clark, Stop the Violence. And before that, Danica, Watch Over Us. Both in the same category in the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition. Sluggy, competition taken principally, no pun intended, into the schools, primary and secondary.
Yeah, that was a great idea. Obviously, it was merely school children, but getting the schools directly involved was a great idea. Something that should have happened years and decades ago. Obviously, you have a junior monarch and have Ministry of Education mainly in charge of juniors. So why not take it to the schools? I love the idea. And plus, Ronnie, when the schools are involved, more children will come. Because this year I was involved as well. And more children submitted this year than before.
And when we look at the mentors, we had Donella with Lester Vaughan, Shane Atkinson at Stiffy with Aline, Stefan Walcott, Dr. Walcott, Harrison College, Dale Rudder, Deacons Primary and Queens, Adrian Clark with Princess Margaret, Terencia Coward with Springer, and it says roaming as well, so roaming and Springer. Kirk Brown with St. Michael, Damien Bowen, that's Bobo, yeah. Combermere. Edwin the General Yearwood, roaming and Parkinson, Stetson Wiltshire, Hilda Skeen and Hinesbury Schools, the doctor himself, Anthony Carter, Gabby, the mighty Gabby, St. Paul's and St. George. Kevin Watson, that's a Sluggy Dan, St. George and St. Catherine. How you end up in St. Catherine?
Yeah, it was, really true, it was Roman Run. It was where everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it matter.
I was wondering if there was a St. Philip connection that nobody knew about.
Well, St. Philip's my second home still, you know. You know.
Well, maybe that's another connection that we'll discuss outside of the juniors.
Yeah, I love Barbados, man.
Terry Williams, formerly Sparkle Tea, now Terry.
Yeah.
Vauxhall Primary School in Christchurch. That would be Randy's part of the world, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alison Hines, Queen of Soccer Foundation School. Jamal Slocum, J. Slow, College in Parry. Peter Ram, Peter Wiggins, St. George. And Anderson Armstrong, Lodge School.
Yeah, but Peter Ram, let me... Peter as well. You see Peter name attached to school, but Peter was everywhere.
Yes, he was at Charles F. Boone. My daughter told me, you know. we had Peter Ram and we had Queen.
Yeah.
And this is what she said. She said, we had some Calypsonians come to our school today. I said, yeah. This is exactly what she said. I said, who came? She said, Peter Ram. And I said, and who? She said, oh, Queen Alison.
Queen Alison, yeah. That's mostly kids call Alison, and I love it, you know. And Peter Ram, you see Peter, Ronnie, you just have to call Peter, and it about the youth is saying positive, or Peter is coming.
It is true.
Yeah, they've got some respect for Ram, man.
Very true.
Big up Rama.
27 minutes to the hour of 4. Fireworks is brought to you in association with West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, West Indian Waterproofing. Waterproofing means us. 2714933. Sun Products for a chance to win a Marbe washing machine. Compliment Sun Products. Remember to purchase your Sun Products at the participating Jordan supermarkets. Roto Plastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of Tough Tank water tanks, the only tank with a safety lining, and Cost Cap, our music, our rights. Remember, 434-1790, your telephone calls are a part of Fireworks. We've also got you at 266-IVOB. Just saw something here on social media. It says Florida is being overrun with iguanas. Iguanas. The State Wildlife Commission says homeowners can kill them. Well, I think, Kev, I think that every Trinidadian and Guyanese national living in Florida can assist in that cause. Because I know iguana. Wild meat, they handle those things pretty well.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't see myself eating iguana. I just can't.
That's a good racist.
I can't. But I know my Trinidadian and Guyanese friends would be like, what? All of that meat just wild like that?
Yeah,
Florida?
Yeah, if you was eating meat, you could eat any meat.
I am sure that the Caribbean population that specializes in that type of meat would be most welcome in Florida at this time.
Well, me tell you something, iguana, because you don't eat that. They ain't skinny, putting a little lemon salt quick.
Oh, wow.
Pick some herbs out the Caribbean and stuff in the belly. And roast it on the fire, Ronnie. Lord, man. Cut up some onion and put inside belly too, stuff for some garlic and some thyme and some chive and all the things, you know, little mars around me there and stuff it in the belly good, you know, the onion and thing and wrap it up good and roast it on the fire.
Well, I'm not saying yes to iguana.
He could taste like, you could want to say iguana in French. Man.
I'm not saying iguana, but I had alligator already. And I had it because I just felt like I should take revenge on behalf of all of them people that got bitten by alligators before. Didn't taste that great to me, but I just did it.
That's a very good argument.
I felt on behalf.
You had to bite somebody before.
Yes.
Let me eat you now.
Yes, on behalf of all those people that were terrorized by the alligator.
It will avenge you.
Speaking of terror, if you don't bring your A game on Friday from 10 p.m. at the Kensington Oval for the MQI 98.1, the One Soca Monarch competition, you may be terrified. And this is the order of appearance: Betty B, Bumba, Ray Danger, Faith, Justy, Shaquille, GQ, Skung Young, Sanctuary, J Slow, Mighty Griner, Sugary, Lizzie G, Biggie Irie, Damian Marve, Bobo, Adrian AC, Clark, Yannick, Coco, Mike Thompson, Brett Linton, Peach Bless, Haunted Flames, Queen T, TC, Mr. Dale, Marsville, Walks, Lead Pipe, Be More Specific, Mr. Blood, Shanta, Rennie King, and Natalie. And you know what I am happy about?
How much going finals?
14.
Going finals?
You know what I'm happy about? What I'm happy about is that, recalling that discussion about music and a lot of music being played on VOB, all of those songs have played on Voice of Barbados. Mm-hmm. All. A-double-L.
For sure.
A-double-L.
Yeah, all. Like Dallas.
And the VOB audience would know all of them songs if we were to play them in order from now until Never Worry. They would know that these songs have been played before.
14.
And I was recalling our discussion about social media, rendering.
Mm-hmm.
For some audiences, mm-hmm, radio virtually ineffective, right?
Mm, yeah.
For the purpose of creating an event, getting thousands of people there, they can do what they want on social media with a certain age group for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that we hold certain people in a bracket. And as you look at the fact that that is changing for certain promotions, the makeup of the finalists in some instances is starting to change as well. Because when you think about it, I saw a post that had the Party Monarch finalists from 2016. I think it was on Stokely's page, Stokely Murray's page. Mm. And he had a posting that Malcolm Small put up. And it was...
Was he Styles P and Ramesses?
It was him, Ramesses, and Styles P. And this is it. This is the Party Monarch draw order for the East Coast in 2006, right? Contestant number one, Malcolm X, Ramesses, and Styles P. Contestant number two, TC. I'll put the Calypsonian name. Contestant number three, Troy Special. Contestant number four, Mr. Dale. Contestant number five, Kimberly. Contestant number six, Villain. Contestant number seven, Crystal. Contestant number eight, Barry Chandler. Contestant number 9, Star Perez. Contestant number 10, Ever Ready. That was Omar's name then. Mm. That was Marsville's name.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Ever Ready. And he sang My Boo.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Yeah, he sang My Boo and he was competing for the All-Stars. He's still an All-Star. He comes with the All-Stars. Has done that already this year.
What song Barry sang out here?
He had Flames.
And
he won with Flames. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Barry won, yeah.
And then
Barry was 19.
Sammy Jane from Experience 10.
Yeah.
Number 11.
Hey, remember
right?
that.
Natalie, ooh. Number 12. Mm-hmm. Laurie Ann Keynes. I think she's Laurie Ann Morris now.
Yeah.
Right? 13. Kiamal, contestant number 14. Adrian Clark, contestant number 15. He had a song called For Sure. He had a quick song called For Sure. We have that recording from the tent in here, by the way.
That time you had to perform in the tent to get finals.
That's there. Right. And number 16, you had Lil Rick. Number 17, Peter Ram. Number 18, Popsicle. Number 19, Sharon Darlington, and number 20 was Edwin. 2006.
But that had some good singers that you're doing here anymore, like Laurie Ann Keynes.
But that's my point. My point is we're talking about the top tier, but there are also a number of artists that have just moved away, really.
My God, Kimberly Ennis, Ronnie. That girl phenomenal.
There you go. But now she's solid on the hotel and live performance circuit.
She's where all 7 nights and sometimes more than once in a night.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's making a lot of money. Yeah, yeah.
Business. Talent and business.
Yeah, Kimberly's doing really, really well, boy. For some, you know, like, really well.
So she doesn't depend on getting a song on radio or getting on a big show. She's developed her business.
And she treats it like a business for real, real, Ronnie. You know what I mean? And Peach no come. I go after a long, long way, but Peach moving like that. Peach almost every night in hotel circuit and club circuit, and Peach investing herself too. It different, like you said, these times look really, really different.
Well, TC, she is in the competition. She is in the Soca Monarch competition, and for sure, she's registered for the Pickety Crop competition. And she's celebrating her birthday today.
Yes.
And we are wishing Terencia a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to the legend,
and
Terencia Corrigan.
We basically want to make sure that we recognize her birthday today. But before we do, we have a caller. Good afternoon. Fireworks. Hello. Simon and Garfunkel and the Sound of Silence. Hello, good afternoon, Fireworks.
Yeah, Mr. Clark.
Yes, greetings.
Yeah, how are you?
I am grateful, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, and here, yeah, I need to compliment you.
Compliment me?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, the amount of knowledge that you have on this fireworks.
I bring some.
Huh?
I bring some, Sluggy brings some, but thank you.
No, but the wealth of knowledge that you have on way back, and I don't feel that you're reading from a script.
Sometimes.
You have sometimes, but...
He's lying. He's telling lies. He never, ever, ever reads from a script. That's all from his brain.
He's phenomenal. Sorry, I did not say that. I said I don't know if he reads, because he's very, very sharp. And don't stumble in his answers. And basically, the two combination. When he's on fire, you Sluggy there is with water.
All right.
No, but just to be clear, I was telling you that Ronnie is telling lies. Ronnie is telling lies, not you. It didn't mean you just know.
Okay.
Ronnie have all this information in his brain, from his brain, the day, and he's phenomenal for real, right? He don't like you to say it, he don't like the spotlight, but I'm glad that you say it.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Same to you.
Thank
blessings.
4341790, Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ronnie.
Greetings.
Listen. I see you started to give you some big ups there, man.
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's correct, though, you know. He's correct, man. You're quite knowledgeable. Things, the statistics roll off your tongue, man, like butter rolling off a hot knife, man.
I thank you.
Yeah, you're good. But listen, I want to, you know, big up Grainer. As a past Calypsonian myself, you know, I want to give some kudos to Grainer for the depth that he met in the whole couple was seen, and for his the honor that they gave to him as well on the Spring Garden, you know. He's worth it. He's worth everything that he got. Grainer has rocked the Calypso fraternity in Barbados throughout the years from way back. But I'm particularly keen on the music. I was listening to a radio station just recently, and the DJ was playing someone's song after Grainer from back in the 80s. And I think what was responsible for Grainer's success, apart from the good writing that he would have done and Gabby would have done for him, and also Ricky Braffitt's arrangement of the songs, I think the studio seemed to have had a lot to do, Ice, with Eddie Grant, had a lot to do with the meat, the context, the content, the sound that Grainer produced, that studio produced, had a lot to do with the kind of music that came out. And I don't think Grainer in his recent recordings was able to get that kind of heaviness in the sound coming from what Eddie Grant done to songs like Beijing Yankee and La Goy Han and Mr. T, the Stinging Bees, and you know, Gabby Controversy and Wait For Me. Those songs that Grainer pounded the airwaves with back in the 80s and the early 90s. And he has not been able to get that same rhythm, that same beat coming through. So I think a combination of things. I thought that the studio had a lot to do with it, and Eddie Grant's input at that time had a lot to do with the impactfulness that Grainer brought to the fore in Calypso. I didn't want to give it to him. Nobody don't regard Grainer as a real writer, you know. You hear people talk about Gabby as a writer, and you hear people talking about Plastic Bag as a writer, but they give Grainer kudos for, you know, the song, but writing... they don't give him the real what he should get for writing the songs, because he's a pretty good writer too, you know. So I just want to say, as a Pascal listener myself, you know, kudos to the guy. And I find that a lot of Calypsoans don't seem to like to give a word and homage and pay respect to each other. You know, they're very reticent when it comes to that sort of thing. They don't pay respect to each other, man. They've got a lot of little warm things, but you got to come and speak about a fella if he's good. Grainer is worth it. He's been given it, and we should sing praises to the guy, you know. So I taken the opportunity to sing praises on his behalf, you know, and for the great work he's done over the years. He's done some excellent work. I mean, he's still with us. He's in his 70s now. He's still bouncing around the stage. But that rhythm that I specifically talk about just now, that beat from Eddie Grant and the Ice label, that is what helped pitch him along the way. So kudos to Grainer. Many more years in the fight, and the couple will be good.
I agree with you 1,000,000%. He deserves it. He deserves it. Right through. Great. Right through. Thanks.
Okay, Ryan.
4341790, Fireworks, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you and the other gentleman in the studio.
Greetings.
Yes, same to you. You're so knowledgeable to help me with this. Grainer ever sing a song named Susie from the country?
Yes, he did, apparently.
But where is it?
I have to get it.
Oh, because I was calling your program, asking some person about it. And, they weren't too sure, and I was doubting myself. When he, like, in this song, the girl bring down different things from the country, when he invited her down.
I'll try and get that as quickly as possible.
I appreciate it very much.
All right.
Okay, good day.
Susie from the country. It's one of those songs before that whole era of Road March success. You know, it's one of those songs that people love. It's like Janice by the Mighty Gabby, which would have been 1981. It would have been before, what do you call that song, Jack? It would have been before Boots. It would have been before Hit It. But, you know, people get accustomed to a certain number of songs, and they think that is all there is to the artist. But when you get the albums of these artists, especially Gabby, and you check some of the songs that don't get much rotation in Barbados, you'd be shocked to find out the kind of music that they got there.
For sure. I can't, like, lyrics say, can't play all.
Can't play all. Well, D2 tries. Definitely with his Tamron Rodshaw. Do you know he had Eric Jerome Dickey on his show last night?
Yeah, he had it and he was in
the
studio.
The real Eric Jerome Dickey was
in the studio. Or in the
he was like a split phone call. Oh, visual, yeah, right?
Yeah, he heard that.
Incredible.
Yeah, Eric Jerome Dickey, the Bajan, Ronnie.
He was talking about the song and how much he loves it. Like that,
yeah.
So he's very appreciative for the support.
But I told Randy and the guys that was going to happen.
That what?
Lately, Eric Jerome Dickey, he's going to comment or call or be in Barbados. I know this would have happened. I used to have people be afraid of you get attention too. Whoa. If you really don't like it, but you focusing on it so much, that's a lie. You want like it bad, but sick. But who you supposed to be?
Yeah.
You can't open and like it because they got so much things they don't like, Ronnie, that you will never know because they're not exiting my lips.
It is true.
So when you do that, that's why the song's so big.
And sometimes sometimes it's a case of blatant hypocrisy. That's what it is.
That's all it is, Lele. That's what it is. A lot of the time.
People looking for a demon under every rock.
And I'm glad that someone like Eric Jerome Dickey.
The man himself.
And he's no small fry in Bajan parlance.
That's right.
No street oratory. He's no small fry. He's very, very established.
Let me show you a joke. You know, I saw a couple of comments on various pages and threads on Facebook. Mm. Because it's the number one topic for anything related to Calypso and Barbados right now. The announcer's reading for pleasure. And persons, but he's not even relevant anymore. They clearly don't live in Barbados. His books still sell significantly well. And the ladies sharing them, or whatever the case may be. So people just, if you don't like something, say you don't like it. But don't try and justify your dislike with falsehoods. With lies and ridiculous interpretations. You see that? Ridiculous interpretation. 7 minutes to four.
That's a pilekis.
Let we go see crop over already. Everybody hold on steady. Music. Make me feel a type of way. Tonight. Frustration.